Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grupo Herdez's third quarter 2017 results conference call. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that this call is being recorded and that information discussed today may include forward-looking statements regarding the company's financial and operating performance. All projections are subject to risks and uncertainties, and actual results may differ materially. Please refer to the detailed note in the company's press release regarding forward-looking statements. At this time, I'd like to turn the call over to Mr. Gerardo Canavati, Chief Financial Officer. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Adra, and good morning. Before we begin, we would like to take a minute to express our solidarity to the thousands of families who were affected by the September earthquakes and floods that occurred in our country. As a way to contribute with the Mexican families, Grupo Herdez donated 100 tons in products, 19,000 liters of water, and a cash contribution aimed at schools and home reconstructions, as well as brigades of Grupo Herdez employees who are helping the most affected. We are grateful we did not suffer human casualties among our people, nor significant damages to our properties. However, we lost 3% of the quarter's preserves volume and 10% of the frozen division's EBITDA as a consequence of transportation shortages and temporary closings of shopping malls and stores. Having said that, we will proceed as usual with Grecia Dominguez providing an overview of our performance in the quarter. Grecia?
Thank you, Gerardo. Consolidated net sales increased 6% to 4,816 million compared to the same quarter last year. Sales in our preserves division rose 7.2%, mainly due to price increases implemented in the past 12 months. This performance was achieved even though we had a non-recurrent impact because of inventory rationalization in two important retail clients. In the commercial front, McCormick relaunched its gelatin products and we added three new flavors of mayonnaise, including Thousand Island, Bacon, and Habanero, that are already placed in the most important store chains in Mexico. On the other hand, sales in our frozen division rose by 4.3% due to a 12% increase in same-store sales in Nutrisa, which compensated flat sales in Helados Nestlé due to tough comps. In the case of Nutrisa, same-store sales for July and August grew at double-digit rates, while traffic was nearly 10% higher than last year. The above was able to offset the temporary closure of 27 stores and the generalized decline in traffic after the earthquake. In the export front, sales were 2.6% lower compared to the same quarter last year due to the soft performance among our client base, excluding Megamex. Consolidated net sales outperformed in the modern channel despite the disruption mentioned previously, while the traditional channel was the most affected by fleet shortages due to the operational disturbance caused by flooding and the earthquakes. Additionally, we experienced some channel crossing caused by excess inventory in the summer. By category, canned vegetables, homestyle salsa, pasta, pea and tomato puree surpassed average growth boosted by volume performance, price increases, and innovation initiatives. Consolidated gross margin decreased 90 basis points to 39.6%. resulting from the impact of higher cost of raw materials and packaging, coupled with a higher U.S. dollar resulting from hedging levels that affected the preserves division. Consolidated SG&A relative to net sales reached 27% compared to 26.6% in the same quarter last year. 70 basis points are explained by the natural disaster provision and extraordinary items related to the frozen division. EBIT totaled 618 million, with a margin of 12.8% compared to 13.9% in the same quarter last year mainly affected by the extraordinary charges explained previously. EBITDA totaled 757 million, while the margin contracted 90 basis points to 15.7%. Net financing costs reached 108 million, 8% higher than in the third quarter of last year, mainly due to the increase in the cost of debt resulting from the issuance of fixed-rate long-term debt that took place in the past 6 months. Equity investment in associates totaled 82 million, 33% lower than the same period of last year, and was primarily due to Megamex profitability being affected by historically high prices in avocado. Please remember that this is part of the seasonality that we experience every year. However, due to its popularity and increased awareness regarding health benefits, demand has increased significantly beyond expectations. Consolidated net income and majority net income totaled 379 million and 172 million respectively. Free cash flow in the quarter was 188 million, affected by 500 cash requirements as a result of arrears on VAT receivables. Finally, our financial structure remains healthy and focused on implementing the right tools and strategies to provide as much visibility, stability, and flexibility as possible to our business. Consolidated net debt to EBITDA remained at 1.6 times compared to the previous quarter. I will now turn the call over to Gerardo for his remarks.
Thank you, Grecia. We are working towards reestablishing inventory levels within our clients to prepare for our strongest season. Our frozen division delivered another quarter of growth. Nutrisa showed a 12% increase in same-store sales compared to the same quarter of last year, even despite September being an atypical month. We launched several new Mexican-inspired flavors of frozen yogurts, as well as a strong campaign supporting breast cancer awareness this month. Our strategy of driving top-line growth while improving profitability continues, showing very encouraging results. From an Helados Nestlé perspective, our popular ice cream brand Danesa 33, which we will launch at the end of last year, continues to show good momentum, representing now 16% of our total sales. Heading into the end of the year, we expect a low double-digit growth rate in our top line for the fourth quarter. Keep in mind that we will face tough comps at the gross margin level, but will be compensated with lower SG&A, particularly in the frozen division. Thus, EBITDA margin will be in line with last year's quarter. Having said that, and despite all of the third quarter challenges, we are keeping our guidance for this year. Top line growth in the high single digit range and EBITDA growth in the mid-teens. For 2018, we foresee a challenging year with the upcoming elections and the outlook on trade relations in the North American region. Even though we haven't finished our budget, we do plan to increase prices in the first quarter to offset COGS pressures, and we'll be closely monitoring our comps. As the Mexican peso continues to fluctuate, we will stick to our hedging strategy to give as much visibility to the operation as possible. Regarding CapEx, for 2018, we foresee a reduction of approximately 30%. This concludes our prepared remarks for today's call, and at this point, we are ready to open the line and take any questions you might have.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, that is star 1 for questions. And we'll go first to Felipe Ucros at Scotiabank.
Good afternoon, Gerardo, Grecia, and thanks for the space for questions. I guess my first question is around Nutrisa. you had very good same-store sales in the segment despite the disruption from natural disasters. And as you mentioned, the first 2 months of the quarter actually had even higher same-store sales in the double-digit zone. So that's a pretty good turnaround from what we have been seeing in the division in the last few years. So I wanted to ask you if you could quantify how much the impact of the earthquake was just in the last month, and if you've continued seeing it in the subsequent months after the quarter ended. That's the first thing. And then the second one, which I guess would be more important, is that now that we've seen a few quarters of improvement, I wanted to see if you could discuss how the strategy has changed now that the results are finally coming through, and if you have any plans to alter the growth strategy that you had, which had basically halted while you were reconfiguring the operation. And then my second question is around MegaMex. If you could comment a little bit on what you're seeing here. Sales clearly increased very well, but costs, obviously, were moving fast. So I presume all of that is coming from the avocado price issue that you were mentioning. But I wanted to know if there were any other issues at play in there and how we should think about it going forward. Thank you.
Good morning, Felipe. Regarding your first question in Nutrisa and the earthquake effect, we saw very strong July and August, growing in the high double digits. And the earthquake, the effect on the earthquake was obviously on lost sales. And despite that, our sales dropped in September to mid single digits. I'm talking about sellout here. This was driven by traffic. In the quarter, we saw 9% traffic plus 2.5-3% in price increases. Now, we haven't recovered from the aftermath. We still have a couple of stores closed that will be closed until March. Obviously, there are two stores from 480, but it's very important stores. In Cuapa, Galerías Cuapa. But we have seen October was very slow still until last week. So for the second half of this month, we are experiencing a pickup on traffic. So we are expecting to have a strong November as a very important month for retail in general. Regarding the growth strategy, we have changed our strategy in the last year in order to favor more franchises. In terms of growth of stores, we're going to end up this year practically flat, or maybe 5 or 7 stores closed net. We still open 30 stores. And we are favoring more franchises where it will impact our margin in terms of increasing our operating margin instead of having higher top line growth. For next year, we're going to start to revamping the brand. So we are investing in revamping our stores. We will probably start that strategy in the first quarter, and we will see how it works, and then we will do rollouts for the next couple of years. In terms of products, we have been launching some Greek frozen yogurt that has been very successful. In fact, this month we have some shortages because of great demand. So we think we have a very good line of business to incorporate and to cross to other channels. In terms of our commercial products, we have streamlined the portfolio, and we are focused on less products with high growth expectations. Obviously, going forward, we will face some difficult comps, but we are confident that our increase in productivity will roll out for next year. In terms of your third question regarding MegaMex, we have seen avocado prices skyrocket in the last 3 months. We have increased our prices to the public and to our customers, and we haven't seen any volume drop due to our price increases. So slowly, Holy Guacamole will return to profitability as our price increases roll in our P&L and the cost stabilizes. We see increasing demand in avocado worldwide, but we also are seeing some supply, new supply coming into the market from South America. So we have seen, for example, Colombia is starting to be an important producer of avocado, and in the midterm, we expect prices to stabilize in a worldwide basis. On the other hand, the Herdez brand is still growing double digits between Holy Guacamole and Herdez brand, which are two of our most powerful brands. We are still growing double digits in top line. Regarding Don Miguel, we have a plan to streamline the operation where we are aiming to increase our EBIT margin a couple of points next year. So we will give that plan about 1 year to get it done. For next year, Megamex should grow in the high single digits. I hope I answer all your questions, Felipe.
Yes, sir. Absolutely, Gerardo. Thanks so much. Super clear.
Next, we'll go to Luis Miranda at Herdez.
Yes, hi. Good morning, Gerardo. My question is regarding the pricing. Gerardo, you were mentioning the price increase that you're planning to implement. I don't know if you could elaborate a little bit more in terms of is it mainly focused on the preserves categories, or are you also looking to increase prices in the frozen division? And do you expect to have a material price increase, I mean, more in line with inflation, or do you plan to be more cautious taking care of volume? Just want to understand in terms of the implementation of the price increase.
Good morning, Luis. As you know, in the last 3 years, our gross margin has been very pressured on COGS and exchange rate, etc. So we still see some pressure in terms of packaging materials, in terms of certain commodities. So we still expect for the first half of next year to have some cost pressures, and the price increases, to answer specifically your question, will come in line with inflation in the mid-single digits. Now, this is considering our base scenario. If things changes, then we will continue to revise our strategy in order to reestablish our margins to the 40% range. In terms of frozen, some dollar-denominated inputs in the last year send us to increase prices in Helados Nestlé and in the inflation range. We don't foresee any changes there. And in terms of Nutrisa, the first price increase that we implemented was this quarter, but it was very small. It was about 2 to 3% in the portfolio. So going forward, we may repeat that 2 or 3% because we wanna take care about breaking some price barriers. For example, today our frozen yogurt is sold at 39 pesos, so we want to take care about breaking the 40 boundary. Okay.
No, that was very clear. And also, if you could just give us some color on the rationalization of some products on the retail clients, how material was it? Should it have an impact in the fourth quarter?
We expect to recover that in the fourth quarter, because we had two of our main retail clients rationalize inventories. I can tell you that our gap versus budget in the retail channel was explained about three quarters of in these two clients. So we are expecting to recover that in these weeks. So we are still delivering in October, and we are expecting to cover that inventory gap.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
And we'll move next to Alvaro Garcia at BTG.
Hi, Gerardo. Good morning. One quick question, not related to results, actually, that I wanted to ask. I was wondering if you could provide an update on how, you know, French's portfolio might be able to fit within McCormick de Mexico. What was the final structure adopted? Will it be within McCormick de Mexico? Will there be a separate arrangement with McCormick and the state? And what sort of implications this has for your portfolio in Mexico today in the categories you're present in today? Thank you.
Good morning, Alvaro. Well, actually, we are expecting that portfolio, those products, to incorporate to our portfolio in the near future. But you have to keep in mind that they will not be significant. They will not move our needle. So we are expecting to have like a distribution agreement, but right now it's very early because they have this arrangement with other distributor. But it will not be a significant add to our portfolio.
Okay, I guess it doesn't really move the needle that much. That's clear.
Right. No, I mean, there are great brands, obviously, but here in Mexico, they are very small. I mean, they are extremely welcome, but we don't expect them to move the needle in McCormick of Mexico.
Yeah. And then just one follow-up on the sales front and the preserves division in Mexico. How should we think about sales heading into 2018? We've heard, you know, it's sort of a mixed feelings on how the consumer is doing in Mexico. How do you feel the consumer is doing, and what do you expect for next year in terms of volume?
Sure. Well, first, let's start with a consumer that the environment was very strong in the first half, and we believe that it has deteriorated somewhat because of all the inflation pass-through from products to electricity to gas to interest rates, etc. So definitely the consumption environment has slowed a little bit in this second half. We feel that the consumer is a little bit stressed right now. So we are very cautious on the environment for this year. And with all the uncertainty within the exchange rate and the NAFTA talks and the elections, etc. But having said that, traditionally, election years are extremely good for consumption. So we are expecting a pickup for the second half, for the first half of next year. So it would be slow in the for the rest of the year, but we do expect some pickup for next year.
Great. Thank you very much, Carol.
Thanks.
And as a reminder, if you do have a question, please press Star 1. We'll pause just a moment. And we do have a question from Miguel Ulloa at BBVA.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for the call. Just a quick one regarding the hedging policy. Could you remind us how it's in place and for how long should we expect the negative impact from FX?
Good morning, Miguel. Are you talking about the fourth quarter, or in which period are you talking about?
I'm talking for the fourth quarter. Yep.
Well, for the fourth quarter, we are hedged. Okay, but the comps are very difficult because we are expecting a drop in gross margin. So, as I said previously, the drop in gross margin would be approximately 400 basis points, but will be almost compensated by a drop in SG&A. And that would be through exchange rate. For the next year, we have a very small portion of the first quarter, and that will change in the following months as we conclude our budget.
Okay, that's helpful. Thank you very much.
And at this time, there are no further questions in the queue. I'll turn the conference back over to management for any closing remarks.
Thank you for participating on today's conference call, and we look forward to speaking with you next quarter. Please do not hesitate to contact us if you have any questions in the interim. Have a good day.
And that does conclude today's conference. Again, thank you for your participation.